Hey, I put together this one with a bunch of weird stuff in it. At the end, it's my sister and I playing my first round of disc golf. So you can hear, the first time you hear me and her talk, it's us talking about something else. Then the next time you hear us talking is actually the end of the round of golf, disc golf. And then you can just hear us discussing the round of golf as we're going through it. So once you get into that part, there's some funny things in it, but it's quiet and you really can't hear it very well. But anyway, enjoy. This is Mike, and you're listening to Stories from Central Mass Podcast, and I'm in moderate traffic on I-90, the Mass Pike. So if I sound a little preoccupied and have to cut this short at any time, I'll probably restart it in the next couple seconds, but bear with me. For a while now, I've been tagging Vinny. He's been on the podcast a few times in different Facebook groups. One of them was a pro wrestling one. And the question was, what territory had the greatest heavyweight champ in the 1980s? And what was his name? And I'll tag Vinny Dacri was the greatest heavyweight champ in the Eastern Conference territory, you know, make up some wrestling organization, and you know, say how he took down the Iron Sheik and Baby Boy Smith at once, and whatever, just make up some ridiculous stuff and gets people all riled up, and they start like, well, you know what you're talking about, blah blah blah. And Vin's like, oh yeah, great, thanks for tagging me in that, Mike. I'm not a pro wrestler. I've done it for musicians and stuff too. Like, there's a jam band one I follow, and like, who played the banjo the best in blah blah blah. I'm like, oh, Vinny Dacri is the only person I know who can play a fiddle. It's too bad he's all washed up now and only plays outside of the Walgreens on Stafford Street for quarters, you know. And it's ridiculous. It's all in good fun. I tag him, you know, maybe one of his cousins or somebody sees it and they're like, you know, and they'll write something too. Anyway, I thought that was kind of funny. So I'm on my way back from my new route, so in Springfield, coming back to the Bread Depot. Talking to one of my bosses, and another boss comes in. He's the regional manager. He's in charge of like four different depots. And he's like, Mike, I gotta show you a picture. My wife's friend just sent me this picture of this guy. Said that the Worcester Police Department's looking for him. I'm like, okay. He goes, is this you? And he shows me a picture of a guy who, on a scale of 1 to 10 looking like me, looked like me about a 4. Like, you know what I'm saying? He didn't really look like me, you know, because I'm looking at myself. But he had this similar hair and a beard. But he was like 6'5". And just, you could tell it wasn't me from the photo. He goes, yeah, I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, my wife's friend, my neighbor, sent us this picture. It's on Facebook of this guy that the Worcester Police Department's looking for. And she said that the guy works for our company. And his name's Mark. And I'm like, well, my name's not Mark. And that's not me. He's like, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, okay, a little weird. I don't think anything of it. I'm still trying to get to the bottom of it. So I get home. I pop on my Facebook group that I follow for the Worcester Police Department. And the first thing that pops up is this guy's picture. I'm like, oh, okay, let me look at this. And all of a sudden, I look down and Vinny, the title says, you know, Worcester Police Department looking for this man for questioning, and Vinny tags my name and says, looks like me. I'm like, what the hell are you doing, dude? And a dozen of our friends, way more than anybody I ever tagged or said anything about him in, like, you know, fun Facebook groups, not the Worcester Police official police department Facebook group, he tags, looks like Mike. Oh my God. And all my friends are like, oh yeah, you know, just turn yourself in and all this crap. And I'm thinking it's funny. I'm like, no way that me. I would never wear that sweatshirt. And I tag all this stuff. So at any rate, you know, Vin really got me good because my boss actually saw that post. So, and my wife, she wasn't too keen on it. So I asked him to take it down. But it was pretty funny because it's just like, you know, there was some people I didn't know and they were like, you think this is funny? I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Everything's funny. Anyway, I'm stumbling and stammering again here at the end here. I thought that was kind of a funny story. and finally got me back on Facebook. He didn't even realize how much he got me back because he hadn't seen it. But, yeah. So that's it. The part that made me nervous about the post was the fact that there was a whole mess load of people that were just commenting that I had no idea who they were. And some of them were trying to be funny. Some people got in on the joke. They're like, oh, you know, because I wrote, you know, that's not me, by the way, and I would never wear that sweatshirt. And, you know, one guy posts, well, isn't that exactly what a guilty person would say? Ha, 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 and this and that. And there was a few of them. And then, like, just random people just started tagging their friends and my relatives in it and stuff. And I was like, oh, man, this is funny. But there are a lot of people who that just aren't going to get it. And there's people who haven't seen me in a while and may actually think it is me, because I'm trying to downplay the fact that the guy didn't really look like me. But in honesty, he kind of did. He just had nowhere near the same shape body as me or shape head. But his face vaguely did look like me. And I do have a tendency to look like people. It sounds stupid to say. It's like, yeah, I have a tendency to look like people. So doesn't everybody. But no, my whole life, I go places and I always get that, hey, is your name Chris? That's always what they say my name is. Is your name Chris? No. Oh, and they'll say a last name. I'm like, no, it's not me. Oh, yeah, you look like him. Oh, okay, that's nice. Whatever last name it is, always different. And then they'll be like, oh, yeah, he blah, blah, blah. Start telling me something about him. You know him? Well, why the fuck would I know a guy just because I look like him? So, at any rate, I just figured I'd bring that back up because, like I said, I was stuttering a little bit there. Sometimes I get a little ahead of myself when I'm telling these stories because I get nervous about the time, how long I've been talking, and what I've actually said. And I don't have a lot of quiet places I can actually do the podcast. But, man, I was dying laughing about it at first. But then my wife started to really get nervous about it. She's like, well, you know, what if they, you know, now that you know the police have actually looked into your name because that's on there, whether it's a joke or not. And I was like, oh, yeah, I didn't think of that. Not that there's anything to look into. So I deleted all my comments and I told Vin to delete his. And he was laughing his ass off, but he deleted it. As far as I know, I got to double check. So that's my, like I said, you know, I poked the bear a little bit there, you know. I post about Vin half dozen times, and like, you know, the gardener's calendar or something. Like, oh, Vin Dacry is the greatest gardener. He one time grew a pumpkin the size of a house, you know. Just really goofy things on like old people ones and stuff. Not picking on old people, but they'll just be like, what does this have to do with gardening, you know? Like, yeah. So, don't mess with the Worcester Police Department Facebook page, Vin. Thank you. So did you see the thing Vinny did to me on Facebook?
I did.
So my sister, all right, what'd you see? I'd like to hear from somebody else.
So the Worcester Police Department posted a picture of a gentleman who does have some features that make him look somewhat like you, but they posted a picture of a gentleman who they are seeking to question in regards to some illegal shit he did.
I think it was a shooting.
Was it a shooting?
That's what I heard.
Oh my God. So Vinny posts, I don't know, looks like Mike Ruggiero to me. And I'm like, oh my God. At first I'm like, that's freaking hilarious. And I laughed. Oh, yeah. But then I'm like, but wait a minute. I'm like, this is like the official Worcester Police Department Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, oh my God, my brother's going to get a call from the police department.
I tagged it. I'm like,
I'm going to like ask him to come in for questioning, because you did like the hair was somewhat similar.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
The beard. But I'm like,
other
no.
People were commenting, oh, it looks like the guy from The Hangover, which I get that all the time too. So I'm like, all right. Okay. Maybe he does look like me. But,
Looked a little tiny bit like you, but I feel like even if the police did contact you, they'd look at you and be like, oh, that's not him.
Yeah. So what happened was I got back from work on the day he did it, did not see the Facebook page post.
Yeah.
And my big boss came in. He's in charge of 4 different depots. And he's like, hey, Mike, do you know this guy? And he showed me a picture of this guy. And I'm like, no. He's like, he kind of looks like you, huh? He's like, my wife's friend, our neighbor, sent us this video. Says that he works for our company. I never say the name of my company. You kind of figure it out.
Yeah.
Works for our company, and his name is Mark. I'm like, well, wow, he does look like you. And I'm like, I'd never wear that sweatshirt. We're joking around. The guy's obviously taller than me and everything.
Yeah.
And I posted, like, some of those comments on the Facebook page for the Worcester Police Department. Then I realized, I'm like, this is the police department. My wife was like, yeah, take that down now. So, anyway, I've already...
Did he take it down?
Yeah, he took it down.
Okay.
I did talk to them about it this whole podcast is going to be kind of long and a little out of order, but I did describe a little bit of this in the beginning, so... Listen to the whole thing. Hopefully everyone listens till the end. You can hear this description, but maybe I'll change.
That was funny, because so many... Like, there were people, like, getting mad, like, oh, my God, that's him. And it's like, oh, my... I'm, like, thinking to myself, like, no, it's not. Like, you can tell, like... Look at pictures of Mike. That is not the guy.
Well, that's the thing. My Facebook is private, so the only picture you can see is my
your profile picture.
My profile picture.
Yeah.
See, that's the problem I have when I'm doing my podcast by myself. I'll come to a word like that, which I know, and then I'm, like, stumbling over, like, my avatar. No, it's not my, like, whatever it is. But anyway, I just thought you guys would like to hear that. Maybe I'll put this up at the top of the podcast, and you can figure it out. That we did go disc golfing, and you can listen to me babble a bunch of bull crap, and then once you hear us start talking about the disc golf, you can put it all together. All right. Thank you. Good night. So it's been some months since I did a podcast. I had nothing to talk about, but I will say a Happy New Year. I'm sure Christmas, Thanksgiving, all this stuff just went by. Hope you had a good one. It's the middle of January right now, 2023. Who knows when I'll actually put all these little clips together and pretend it's a podcast and send it out to the ether. Because, you know, basically it's... I got like thousands and thousands of people that listen to this. Yeah, I got thousands... No. Only a handful or so. So I like it when people accidentally listen to it, so. I'm going to go in the store now and buy some ginger ale. My sister and brother-in-law bought me disc golf discs in a bag. They've been asking me to go disc golfing with them for a couple of years now. And for whatever reason, I do want to go. I always push it off because I got to make time for myself to do things. And I'm not good at time management. It's a terrible thing. Be it at work, at home, you know, you don't really feel like you're succeeding at work. You come home and you don't feel like cleaning and doing your chores and taking care of business. So you just watch TV or flip through Instagram or something. And then you just make supper for everyone and... You take a shower and you go to bed early because you got to get up and go to work the next day to start the whole evil grind over again. So she bought me the discs, trying to nudge me along a little, you know, so I had the gear. So today we're going to go, I don't know if we're going to shoot a whole round or whatever. It's a Wednesday, it's my day off. I'm running some errands with my wife right now, sitting in a parking lot out in Boston while she goes to get some stuff tidied up for her new job. And so when I get back this afternoon, we're either going to go play a round, which I haven't even thrown a disc yet. I've thrown frisbees, and I used to be able to do it pretty good. Who knows now? Or we're just going to go to the park and toss a couple of discs back and forth. But the funny thing is, these discs, they're like a little hard. They're not like, you don't really want to catch them. I mean, she puts a little zing on them. Might hurt my hands. I think we just shoot at targets or whatever. I don't know. She's going to show me what to do. Only thing I got from her was wear crappy shoes because it's going to be muddy. It's like, yeah, it's in the 40s today in the middle of January. Going to go do that. I'm really looking forward to it. I hope it sticks. I hope it's something I get to do. I don't want to put her on the spot or put anyone else on the spot right now, but I might try to get her on the podcast later on explaining some stuff about disc golf to us. Who knows? I don't know. She might be very into it. She might be shy and not want to do it, or... Hell, maybe I'll just give her a topic to think of and hit some questions. Because sometimes the hard part about doing a podcast is you get all these great ideas and thoughts in your head about doing something. And as I've said in the past, trying to get people to do it with you. Like, I was out with Vinny a couple weeks ago. We went out to Boston to see the Teteski Truck Man. I never heard of them. They were kind of a cross between Bonnie Raitt and like a jam band with some really good guitarists. A little not my style, but I can appreciate some music. He's like, I really like the guitar player. That's why I wanted to come in. The guy could really wail. But there was a lot. It was an older crowd and stuff. Like, I mean, we're not 40, so they're older than us. But it was nice. You know, we came out, and on the way there, I was like, hey, you want to do the podcast? And he's like, oh, yeah, I really don't have anything to say. And like, you know, Vin's the only person other than his brother Mike and Vin's friend Brian to even attempt to be on the podcast. So I was like, oh, all right. And I didn't want to put him on the spot because at that moment when he said that, it was as if it erased every thought I had in my head. So we didn't do it. We just drove out there, enjoyed ourselves. And I thought to myself, you know what? You don't get out much. You don't have to try to market your whole life, every function you do, towards being on the podcast, which I don't. But at the same time, it's like the first time I go out in a long time. I don't need to, you know, broadcast it to everybody. It's kind of like my wife says to me, she's like, every time you go out or do something, you don't have to take a group photo. And I'm like, yeah, but put it on Facebook. I'm like, yeah, but I understand that. And in the moment, I don't really get out much. Even me and her, we go out places, we'll take a little photo of each other together or something. We don't post them because we don't want to have people see us, basically. You know, nothing wrong with us or anything like that. It's just like, yeah, keep it private. So we have these scrolls and scrolls of photos on our phone of me and her just wherever we are, you know. So this is just a babble on while I'm waiting to my wife to get out of this appointment. And so I hope my sister like is really interested in teaching me some stuff about this today, and I hope I get to do it. I'm running a little later than we thought. I gotta get back to Worcester from Boston for a tea time, quote unquote, 3:15. She's gonna pick me up, so it's the middle of the day right now. Hopefully it all goes. We still have to go to another place. I don't think you guys really care that I'm talking about this. As a kid, I often said, you know, people would say, oh, I hear your accent. Are you from Boston? And I think I may have said this on the cast before too, but no, I'm not from Boston. You know, I'm not. I'm from Worcester. And there's a different accent, though it may be subtle. I think we sound a little more like people from Rhode Island. I think we're across from Rhode Island, Boston, New York. It's right there in the middle. You know, I guess that's what it would be. I mean, like I said in the past also, and I tend to repeat phrases over and over. But anyway, I've said that you can get somebody from one side of Worcester to the other side of Worcester, and even in the same neighborhood, not know how to say the name of the city. I've had people, when I was a kid, we used to say Wista, like W-I-S-T-A, Wista, Wista. And some people still do. And then somewhere along the line, we just changed it to Worcester. And now there's this push of people calling it Wooster. There's an actual Wooster. I believe it's in Ohio. It's spelled that way and everything, from what I know, and I could be wrong. We're not a Wooster. They're trying to connect us to this Wormtown thing. And hey, I have no offense of anybody calling their business or anything Wormtown, trying to make a buck, whatever, I don't care. But people say, oh, you're from the dirty Woo? What the hell? Or from Wormtown? Wartown? No, man, I'm from Worcester. I don't have a nickname. I don't have a thing I call it. You know, like I started to say, Vinny saw on Facebook, the question was, where did that word come from? And it was this old punk rock guy talking about how the punk rock scene was dead, and his nickname was The Worm, so they called it Wormtown. And a small punk rock group, collection of groups and artists and people that like took that name. And it came and went pretty quick, and then it got resurrected. And then there was a garbage guy who went around, and he knew about it, and he was a garbage collection place, and he called his thing Wormtown. And then the Wormtown Brewery came out. And now there's like a, I don't know. And now it's the Woo Sox. We're not Wooster. We're Worcester. I guess you wouldn't call them the Woo Sox. You know, I guess I'm babbling now, but it goes back to the Red Sox moving from Pawtucket to Worcester. And they used to be called the Paw Sox, and they had a bear, and he had paws, and he was the, you know, he was a polar bear. He was the mascot of the team. I don't know what the hell the mascot is of the Worcester one. I don't know. I think he's the same guy. He's just called Woo Sock now instead of Paw Sock. I don't fucking know. But I haven't been on the scene out anywhere. Like, I used to have a little nightlife. I'd go out and do comedy sets. Like, like open mics. I'm not a comedian. I wasn't even good at doing open mics, but it was my little thing I had. I've always wanted to be a musician. I can't play guitar. I can't sing. I tried that. I guess I didn't try hard enough at any of it, but at the same time, you know, now 10, 15 years have gone by since I've even attempted. And there's a open mic scene in the bars and stuff in Worcester again. And there's a revitalization downtown. And now there's parking meters everywhere. These parking meters that you have to pay for with a credit card, which I'm sure you all know about because you're people that live in this time. But I think it sucks. Like, I go downtown just for a minute. I go and run in and out of a store. I can pull up in front of somewhere. I just pull up the front, park, go in, get whatever I'm getting, come out. I don't use the meters. Sorry, I couldn't think of what they were called there for a second. But then, because of the baseball field, they've put meters everywhere. You know, and then there's, like, no parking for baseball games at this time. It's like, they made it a parking problem downtown. I'm half hearing this from other people and half kind of experiencing it as being a truck driver that does a lot of bread deliveries all throughout New England. Well, southern New England, Mass, Connecticut, Rhode Island. And it's a pain in the ass. You know, and I've heard of a lot of restaurants and businesses closing, and they kind of blame that place. And I don't see how they connect. I do, but I don't. I don't know. Maybe you thought you were going to be super successful and have a bar that opened up, and, you know, because that ballpark was there, you're going to make money off of it. Well, you know, there's only so many games played there, and I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I guess I'm just jealous that there's all this new stuff downtown, and I'm of an age right now where I don't really feel like I fit in. You know, there really isn't a music scene anymore. The Lucky Dog Music Hall is gone. And I'm saying this as a person that just doesn't know. They're very well maybe a music scene. But the Lucky Dog is gone. Been gone for a few years. Ralph's looks the same. And I went in there and I saw Eddie Pepitone from California. He came on, did some stand-up comedy there. It was pretty good. I enjoyed myself. I got out on it. It was on a night I had off. It was pretty good. And then, I don't know. I guess I just babbling here again, telling stories about things I don't really know about. So I did a second recording just after that last 10-minute blurb, and I got a phone call in the middle of it, and I panicked and deleted what I had just recorded. And I have to say that it wasn't gold that I had recorded anyway, so I'm not all that upset about it. I basically just explained how the parking situation in Worcester, I don't want it to get as bad as it is in Boston. It's not going to. I'm just talking. Because my wife and I dropped our daughters off at Fenway Park over the summer, late summer, early fall, to go see Lady Gaga. And Lady Gaga had set all sorts of attendance records. Was a weekend, and we were just going to go over to the North End and get a bite to eat while they were there, thinking, you know, just pull over and park. That's how naive I am about coming out to places sometimes in Boston, being a person from Worcester. And, you know, I have family in-laws from upstate New York who think Worcester's crazy. Now I got this lady walking by me here, cursing at herself. Oh, Boston's pretty nice. Anyway, so we drove around all night looking for a place to fucking park. The entire time our kids were in there, we never got anything to eat from the North End because all the parking in that area, the little bit they have, is all taken up by their outdoor seating. So that means there's twice as many people over there to begin with now, and there's nowhere to fucking park. All the garages were full. Everywhere was. We circled Boston. The closest place we could find a parking spot was like kind of in a Walgreens parking lot. And we probably were going to get towed. Maybe. I don't know. But it was 3.5 mile walk to get to the North End. And then however close that is to Fenway, you know, I know it's not far. I could do it. But it's like, are you serious? So we ended up finding a parking spot in front of Wahlburgers right on the corner near Fenway. We just sat there. I'm like, all right. My wife's like, you know what? Just go in there. I've had their tater tots with cheese on them. Give me a burger and that, and we'll just sit in the car and eat. Which is a number one rule. My wife's got, you don't eat in it. So that's already pissing her off. So I go in. I'm like, yeah, I'll get the tater tots and two burgers. I don't want any tater tots. I, you know, root beer. Come out to the car. Appreciate there's no cheese on the tater tots. I'm like, son of a bitch. As if the night doesn't suck enough. This is the only thing she wanted. So I'm like, I'll go back in. Don't worry about it. I'll go back in. I'll buy them. I don't care. The only way to fix this, listen to the sirens in Boston, huh? Wow. Anyway, the only way to fix this is to go get new ones. So I go in there. They're fucking closed. And I didn't even get this. I didn't even get to use the restroom while in there. The whole night we're driving around, I got a piss, and I was just drinking root beer. It's a good time. So we had the Life 360 app on our kids. And here's something that you start to take you take for granted. I gotta be careful how I say words, because I was just gonna say take advantage. It's not advantage. It's things you take for granted is technology. We have the Life 360 app, and it could show you where your loved one is on their cell phone, like a little map, like a GPS, anywhere. You know, when you're downtown Boston, you start getting a little pissed off when the GPS isn't working, when the Life 360 isn't super precise where I can see her walking, you know? And I think to myself, I didn't have anything like this as a kid. Of course, I also didn't go to Fenway Park for almost anything until I was an adult. But we spent the rest of the hours after, maybe 2 hours after the show was getting out, and there was so many people. And let me tell you, that is a wild, wild group of people coming out of that concert. I'm telling you, it was like alternative Kiss was coming out of that place. You know what I mean? There was go-go boots on every make and model of every person. Just it was wild. There was regular, you know, people in sweatpants and sweatshirts, whatever, jeans, and then there was glamour. And my daughters must have loved it. They did. They told me they did once we finally found them. But Wahlburgers is on the corner. So I told my kids, I'm like, put the address in, the GPS for Wahlburgers. Well, there's two of them. I'm like, well, it's not going to be the one that's 6 miles away. It's going to be the one about a quarter mile away. Oh, okay. So I put it in. And of course, the GPS walking instructions take them to the back side of the building where we're parked on the other side. They don't see our car. So they decide, let's walk as far away from this area as we can. Meanwhile, while we're sitting there parked, the police come and put barricades up on the street and make it one way for people exiting only. And we're already facing the wrong direction and been sitting there for 2 hours. Like, I can hear myself talk right now. I realize I sound like an old man. And no offense to old men, because even an old man or an old woman would tell me, shut up. Look at all that technology you had. Your wife, just enjoy yourself. But we were at each other's throat the whole night. It was an unplanned thing. My wife was supposed to go to the show with my older daughter. And then she's like, you know what? The parking's going to be bad, because she kind of knew it was going to. So she's like, oh, let the younger one go with her. She's old enough. We'll go, you know, this spur of the moment shit. There's no spur of the moment in this situation. Not unless you want to walk forever. So I guess this made me think of the situation in Worcester with all the parking meters and the nightlife coming back. And I don't even know if it does, if it's back. I really don't know. I don't see any of it. I don't go anywhere to do any of that stuff. I'm just a little envious because when I was a kid, all we had was the Lucky Dog and Ralph's. You know, we had like Shabooms and, Brew City. There's a few places, you know. But then again, I'm not cool either. I didn't have a claim to be, and I'm not trying to sound cool by saying I'm not cool. Legitimately, I had a few places I went to, so it's not like I was out there seeking out these really fun happening places to begin with. But there's a lot of stuff in Worcester now, and I don't know. I just hear people shit on it, you know. I hear people talk about a lot of that crap, and I just don't agree with it. But then again, I don't have anything to say any further about it, so I'm just trying to wrap this little conversation up. All right, so I finished my first quasi round of disc golf with my sister Katie. By the way, I didn't introduce you. This is my sister Katie.
Hello, all.
And we are presently pulling out of the parking lot at the Maple Hill Golf, disc golf course.
Number one rated course in the entire world.
All right, did
not
know
that. According to UDisc.
Okay. I did quite terribly for most of it, but on the, what hole was it?
18, the last hole.
No, the one before that, wasn't it?
Oh, hole 17.
Hole 17, I did it in two. I actually took a video of me with my drive talking shit to my sister, and then I literally did get the next shot, but I totally barfed the whole time. I think I'm a overhand baseball pitch style. What's that called?
Forehand.
Mm-hmm. So I think I got the bug now. It's going to be a good time. Anything you want to add?
It was fun, and I hope you enjoyed yourself, and I definitely hope that, you know, you'll catch the bug like I did, and you'll want to play more often with me, because I think we had a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to have you come out with me again.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait till we're getting bit by mosquitoes out there and, you know, wearing shorts and bringing more than just a couple beers.
You got to keep that DEET in your bag, man.
Gotta keep the DEET to keep it discreet. I got you. All right. All right. Well, the sun's going down. We're now driving past the airport, and I will... you were listening to Stories from Central Mass podcast. I finally got somebody to be on my podcast, everyone.
Woohoo!
Ooh, yeah. All right. Take it easy. Go ahead.
You want to kind of... Where, when we throw, it's going to go out that way and come back this way.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, like if I'm aiming for the basket, what I'm really going to aim for is, see that pine tree that's kind of taller than the other ones to the right of the basket, kind of close to us?
Yeah.
I'm going to kind of aim for that instead.
All right.
Because I know it's going to come back to the left, and I know there's no way I'm going to reach all the way down to the thing either. So you want to aim your shoulder to where you want your disc to go.
Okay.
And when you go out like that, you kind of want to, like...
I'm just recording you so I can hear it later.
If that makes sense.
Okay.
Like, pull it through. Like, some people say, like, almost like you start in a lawnmower, where you're kind of, like, pulling it.
Okay. Like you're moshing.
Yeah. All right, ready?
All
right. Like I said, I'm still learning.
I'll back up.
I'm still learning myself, so.
Okay.
But see, I was aiming way over there. All
right. Now, you see where it is? You keep an eye?
Sorry. So you always want to keep an eye on where you think it landed.
Do I got my legs right? Turn your body more?
I would kind of have your left foot slightly back more. It lets your kind of put more into your hips a little bit, if that makes sense. Hey, that was pretty damn good.
All right, well, I'm in the same spot you are.
Now, I'm going to throw one how I normally throw.
All right.
So I hold it like this.
Okay.
And I kind of keep these fingers straight, tuck it tight in against the rim with your thumb on top. And this is a lot more like pitching a baseball, like a sidearm baseball throw.
I get ya. Oh, wow.
So that's how
Let me try that too. Alright. Now, how'd you have it like this?
This is the same disc you have, just different color. Like that. So put your hand flat.
Yeah.
And then, like, put the disc on top of it and go out. Out this way to the fingers. Like that.
Okay. I got it. Wow, that did not work. All right.
So when you go like this, this is more about like flicking it out of the hand like that.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was a doozy.
Because the same thing with throwing it this way too, you kind of almost want to like snap it out at the end.
Right here. This is how I would do it if I was just didn't have any tips.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not bad.
So it's going to the left on its own.
So one reason that it's going to the left is your hand is going like slightly like that.
Yeah.
You want to try and keep it more straight, or even like slightly up that way. Nose down, but this side of it slightly up. That will make it kind of go out a little more straight.
All right.
But you don't mind if they get a little gross, because
okay, is that one? Funny. Where's my other? You said you saw the pink
the other
one.
The one's up here. That's the pink one.
Oh, okay.
The purple one's up there.
All right. Don't say anything important right now because I'm not recording you.
Okay.
Ooh. Now, have you had a long shot that's like really hit the chains?
I got my fucking towel in the trunk.
Yeah, whatever.
Thank you.
Is that yours right there?
Yeah, that was my
oh, the
forehand
first. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So now I'm going to do a forehand approach.
Holy shit, I thought that was... Depth perception is very different, huh? Throw that one too, you're right there. Can you wipe your hands?
I can't believe I friggin' told you, like, don't forget a towel.
Oh, it was the first thing I did. I was like, I was going to wear gloves. I'm like, oh, it ain't even cold. Now the sun's going down. I'm like, it's chillier than I thought.
Here we go. I do have a towel.
Oh,
I have a hat if you need it.
No, I'm fine. No, you didn't answer that. Have you had one hit the chains from far away? Like, not even, yeah. Like a good distance?
Yeah. Hole 17 at 501 disc golf course. I didn't hit the chains, but my drive landed like right under the basket.
Nice.
So I just was able to pick it up and just place it in the basket.
Oh, you do have to?
For a two.
Okay, cool. Should I get it out of that mud, or do I take, is there a water hazard?
There are some spots on the course that are OB or water hazard. When we're just playing casual, we never keep track of OB. We just play from wherever we lie,
right.
If you can. Hole 17 here. Hopefully you'll get to see it because it's one of my favorite holes on the course. It's a fun hole. It's kind of short. I think it's only like 165 feet.
Yeah.
It's a basket slightly raised.
Now, do you keep your bag on your shoulder when you have this kind while you're shooting?
Usually I put it down, but you can leave it on too.
Might as well. Otherwise, I'm just going to get it all covered.
While you're putting, not a big deal.
You want me to throw?
Are you going to try putting?
I might as well. I haven't shot anything in close. I got to have my first shot in, right?
So.
Son of a bitch. Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say, your stance wasn't too bad, but like when you're putting, you're going to face the basket.
Uh-huh.
And you kind of throw some more here.
All right.
And then different stances. Like a lot of people stand like this. Lately, I've been trying the straddle stance like this, and I've been having good luck with it, where you kind of almost like push off like that.
I don't know if I was watching just some goofballs doing some stuff online, but they were like flipping them. Is that what you're doing? Oh. You hear that? Hear that, people? That's the chains. Oh, off the rim. I've been seeing people, they were like throwing them like pie plates. Were they just screwing around?
Probably. There are different types. Like this one, you put your thumb here and you hold it like that.
It's like a bear claw almost.
It's called a turbo putt.
Oh, wow. It went straight as hell, huh?
It's good for if, like on, there's hole, is it 10? You play up a hill and it's on top of, like there's wood all around it. We call it the castle hole.
Uh-huh.
So if you are like right under it, the basket's like way up there. So it's good for like a high basket.
Oh, they have high baskets?
Well, just the way this one.
Is that because you're shooting from far away? And then there's the chains again, ladies and gentlemen. All right, well, I'll just.
I have a picture of it. I'll have to show you.
I had to throw it in once. You had three, so you got two in your knees. Wasn't there another pink one you were using?
No, I had another blue one. Did you see it? Where did you put it?
I don't know. So we're here at Maple Hill Golf Course. This is where they hold the championships and stuff?
The MVP Open.
MVP Open.
Yeah.
I see the stands up there and...
The new famous bleachers.
Christmas Tree Farm, it looks like. That'll be something when you're old. You can be like, when I was your age, we used to throw right over these trees. Some kid throws it into the tree. But then again, the tree was 17 feet shorter then.
Well, it is nice, though, because on the harder layout, the blue layout, on the back nine.
Yeah.
You're throwing downhill over trees, but it's a really long hole. So if you don't make it out into the clearing, you're in the trees.
Oh.
And you're standing there and you got like 5-8 foot tall Christmas trees surrounding you. And you're like, oh shit, what do I do now? So now, it's nice because when they shut down for Christmas tree sales during November and December, when they open back up, a lot of times it's like, oh, there's a nice opening.
I can throw
over there now.
Which way are you throwing?
We're going to this one here. So this one is hole two, three par, 256. That basket right there.
Oh, the one back that way. The yellow with the yellow flag?
Yep.
All right. You want to go first or you want me to? Oh, what's the rule? Can you run in the box and throw?
Yep. You can even start back here.
As long as you don't go over the board?
As long as...
You stay on the metal, on the concrete, whatever?
As long as when the disc leaves your hand, you're on this side of the board.
And if it's in the air, you can fall off?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Once it's out of your hand and in the air, you can step over the front. I'm almost positive. Don't quote me on that, because I could be wrong. But when we play, how we do it is usually... So based off of hole one, whoever goes first, that's kind of your order. But then when you go to the next hole, whoever has the best score goes first. So, but I'll let you go first. Are you going to leave your bag on?
I'm going to try it again.
You're doing your drive.
Why am I doing that? That doesn't make any sense. All right.
On a putt, it's not as bad, but...
Now you really kind of...
See, you're throwing up. You don't want to throw up. All
right,
keep your arms straight. Because, hold on, look. So you're kind of going like this. You're going up.
Yeah.
Want to go like this to keep it straight.
Okay. I saw the guy doing a little bit of... I used to throw discus in high school. And it didn't help me today either. Wow.
Because you don't want to, because you're coming down too much
too low?
In the back. Keep the arm up.
Keeping the arm up.
If you want to squat to give yourself more power, you can, but still try to keep your arm up by your shoulder.
Right.
So you're coming across your body like this instead of, because as
you
go down.
I'm starting to look at it like I'm trying to shoot it up the hill and I'm not. I'm just trying to shoot it straight.
Because you don't have the distance yet for the hill to really.
Yeah.
Get in your way just yet. So, alright. And you can kind of stand wherever you want in the heat. Oh, so low.
Were you trying some trick maneuver there?
No, I tried too hard though. Alright, one more. I'm going to try back in this time.
Yeah, I'm just going to play the one for now.
Maybe I
can do
that.
I just don't want to take
it. See how I'm kind of reaching back, up high? So that I'm coming across my chest instead of going like that. Because as soon as you go down like that, it's going to go up. And.
Yeah, I got you. A little boomerang action.
Oh, shit.
<He's> just... Hey, it's still rolling. It's still... Oh, look at that. I did my worst shot and yours is 70. Oh, God. All right. Good shot.
I told you I was still learning how to throw backhand.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to leave this recording just to see how I do on my next one. I'm going to try this.
Nope. But it will come back. Because forehand... Backhand is always going to finish to the left. Forehand is always going to finish in the opposite direction.
I see.
Like I was bowling or something. That's the
Are you not even going to shoot it? I'm just like, bullshit.
And I have to try and get through trees with, like, kind of tight line.
Looks thinner. I don't know, it's just an observation. Okay.